St. Philip's and St. James's Church, Sankova. St. Philip's and St. James's Church in Sankova was built around 1520 when King Sigmund I, the Old of the powerful Jagiellonian dynasty, ruled Poland. Despite later reconstructions and renovations, the church remains an excellent example of the masterly skills and flawless sense of beauty possessed by the craftsmen of bygone times. The huge expanse of the steep roof, the squat tower, and the ornate interior decoration have brought delight to some of Poland's greatest artists, like Józef Mehofer and Stanisław Wyspiański, to name but two. During the First World War, this prized building miraculously escaped total destruction. Sankova found itself on the front line, falling into the hands of the Russians and then the Austro-Hungarians. Fighting even took place inside the place of worship, not only profaning it, but almost completely destroying it as well. After the war, the church was restored to the form it had obtained in the 18th century. The church is oriented in accordance with ancient Christian tradition. This means that the chancel, in other words, the area where the high altar is located, faces to the east, where the Savior will appear again at the end of the world. Adjoining the chancel, to the north, is the sacristy. That's where the priest prepares to celebrate Holy Mass. The largest area in the church is the nave, which is where the congregation assembles. The chancel arch connects the nave and the chancel. Finally, to the west is the vestibule, with the tower rising above it. The walls of the chancel and nave were built using wooden beams stacked one on top of the other and joined at the corners by notches forming tightly closed joints. The construction is reminiscent of log cabins and houses. The tower, on the other hand, was built with vertical posts and horizontal beams in a post and frame construction. Following the damage wrought by war more than a century ago, the interior of the church is quite modest. However, there are still some noteworthy historical elements of the fixtures and fittings, such as the door frames, for instance. The vestiges of the frescoes, the stone baptismal font, and the 17th century altarpiece at the high altar are also of great value. The paintings depicting the way of the cross are another interesting historical element. They date from the 18th century. Inscriptions in Old Polish are visible beneath the scenes portraying the Passion of Christ. The church was entered onto the UNESCO World Heritage List in 2003.